Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
So Joe knows the anguish of sitting at a table with an empty chair, which is why he gives his time so freely to grieving parents. Joe knows what it's like to struggle, which is why he gives his personal phone number to kids overcoming a stutter of their own.
This is the most important election we ever had. We've got to stop these radical left maniacs. We've got to win this election.
All right, so you heard the president there, no waiting. You heard the president, what he had to say about the radical left, etc. And then Michelle Obama talking about Joe Biden. She is the story, and she's going to be the story throughout this whole convention. Hey, hey, everybody. Once again, Kate Delaney. Hope whatever hamlet or household you're in, no matter what shape or size, that you're in good shape and in good spirits, because it's been pretty tough, hasn't it? Especially with the summer, the heat, the things that have roared through with Mother Nature. It's been tough for a lot of people. Michelle Obama ripped the president for lack of empathy, being in over his head, said she was not the right, she said he was not the right president. He's the wrong president. He is not the right guy for the job, and he proved it because he has not been there for the people of the nation. And she, you know, went deeper than that and said that in this opening night that with all the speakers and all the things they had to say, that if you looked at the takeaway from it, she rejected anything about Trump, I think, more than she ever has. She said, we go high, it is what it is. I mean, she really referenced a couple of lines that, that was talked about before, we go high, and it is what it is a Trump line about, oh, well, you know, we've got coronavirus, when he's asked over and over again, it is what it is. So her, when they go low, we go high, was from a 2016 speech, which she was pretty forceful about this time around, because some people kind of went after her for that, saying it wasn't, didn't have enough teeth in it. And though Bernie Sanders, the, you know, the senator from Vermont, and Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, and so many others that would be considered rock stars, I guess, in the Democratic Party, had their own thoughts on Biden and Biden being president, rather, it was really Michelle Obama's speech that raised the viral roof, so to speak. And again, which is why she, I think, will clearly play a bigger role in maybe in his campaign in a way, because I think this is going to keep coming up again and again and again. Some of the key things that she had to say. So the convention is off and running, and then the Republicans will do theirs coming up next. Senator Kamala Harris and, you know, and Joe Biden at this point lead Trump and the Vice President Pence by 53% to 41%. That's a new poll, Washington Post ABC News poll that came out. And it's identical to some of the other polls that have been out there, similar anyway, as to where they are. But one thing that does happen is always when you're in a convention, you get the bigger bump because of the speeches, etc. Although this is a very weird and strange time, because you don't you have to be clever and you have to come up with ways around it, but you don't have the throngs of people that you would have screaming and being part of that whole atmosphere of a convention because of the virus, which is why the president was so insistent in trying to make that happen, because he knows, especially with these rallies, that when he is best is when the crowd goes crazy and he's at a rally. And that's the same for, I think, some of these Democrats as well that have been tasked with trying to lift up Joe Biden. So paying attention to the polls as we get closer, where they shift or don't shift, and what happens is going to be very, very interesting. I know we always say that about the elections, but this one could not be bigger. And I think people vote with their wallet, so what's happening with yours is going to play a part into probably how you vote. And it was interesting to see the kickoff, and let's see how this finishes for the Democrats, and then turn it around and take a look at what the Republicans are gearing up to do, because the one advantage you have when you go second is you analyze and rip apart some of the speeches that you saw and figure out, what can we get that's stronger, bigger, badder? I'll tell you one thing that a lot of Republicans will take away from this, too, is John Kasich. What a shocker. He was the Reagan Republican, basically. He was from the 1980s Reagan Republican member of Congress, and now he was a speaker on the opening night of the 2020 Democratic National Convention. And the former Ohio governor said, that when we look at where we are, he said that he is a Republican, that to the core, but that this was the time that he was going to break with Trump, basically, and he would vote for Joe Biden. Wow. So this is Kasich, who is now very different from the Kasich maybe 10, 15 years ago, and things that are happening in the Republican Party, blaming them on Trump, there is a small old guard group that's doing that, where they're going up against, where Trump's a Republican, but they're going after him and saying it's too high stakes. And he started by saying that America's at a crossroads. And then he started to talk about seeing the division, dysfunction, irresponsibility, growing vitriol between the citizens. And we need a restored and rejuvenated America we can experience under President Joe Biden. You know, that's pretty much exactly how he put it. How about that? I mean, Ronald Reagan, 40 years ago, was the disruptor, if you go back and look at speeches. And John Kasich was standing right by his side when he was the disruptor. So now it's a different story. He's not standing by the disruptor and not supporting the president. But does a guy like John Kasich, does it change any minds in Ohio of the people who want to support Trump or who are Republicans? Are they going to say, John's right, I'm going to go in the same direction that he is, or not? And that's why he would be there. I mean, that was a perfect thing for the Democrats to do, because can he sway some people to do what he's doing, jump off the bandwagon temporarily and move from a Republican vote to vote for Joe Biden? Hang with us.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Powdy Arco tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Everybody, all right, a lot of people speaking their mind, that's for sure. But that's been going on since the beginning of the year when we thought this was going to be the decade, the best. Boy, 2020 has been like being stuck on a jungle gym, no question. Odds and ends, that's what this segment is, meaning I'm going to stuff in what we haven't heard about because there's still some other things, believe it or not, that are going on. We get it. I just went through it. When we look at what happened at the virtual Democratic convention, some of the big hits and misses from this first night, there's no question Michelle Obama had a message, and that's going to be the big takeaway. I mean, she is the one that's going to get under the skin of the president, number one, and it is a very, very big moment for the Democrats and for the Republicans to see who they counteract this big speech with their own speaker that comes out and is kind of somehow a sort of renegade but with the right kind of flair, so they're not down and dirty. I don't know the great adjective to use there other than the way I just described it. So it's very unprecedented, the whole convention, which it will be for the Republicans too, because you don't have that crowd. You don't have what you normally would have. It's a whole different kind of thing. There wasn't a four-day party in Milwaukee. Instead, it was a two-hour made-for-television broadcast. That was what the deal was, right? And then you get a little bit of speeches, you get had regular people speaking, you had some really sad and traumatic stories about COVID, poignant stories, I guess is even a better way to put it. And a virtual convention is, you know, going to have some glitches, but they didn't have any major ones. They just had tiny glitches, I think. And I do believe that one of the things that's going to be interesting to see how the Republicans swing into this or address it or whatever in their convention is what happened with George Floyd, because they had family members of George Floyd's who were there, who were on camera, and then they had a moment and to recognize the people who should not have been killed by police who were black. And it was a pretty strong moment. Just, you know, again, quick, we know what's happened. We've talked about it. We've got a call for this. And the words were pretty powerful. And so I wonder what happens, you know, with that. All right, so enough about the Democratic Convention. This is day one. We still have several days that are coming up of this. Like I said, there are other things that have happened that you might not have seen or heard about, because we are focused on a couple of things, and COVID, I've already said, it's over 100, just slightly over 170,000 people in the United States, rather, who have died of COVID-19. So that's where we are at with that. When we look at the markets, when we look at the fallout, the long-term fallout of, like, leases, because of the pandemic, that's a very big thing. And, of course, restaurants, what's happening with restaurants. So here's the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is the ugly. Americans don't want year-long leases because of the pandemic. I had a friend in this situation in a nice area in L.A. who said, listen, my job is good now, but what happens if the rug gets pulled out from underneath me? I don't expect that to happen, but we don't know what's going to go on with this pandemic. It's affecting my business. So their landlord agreed. You could have 6 months, and then we can reevaluate, and we love you, and we think you're great, and we hope you stay. Boom. No problem. We'll keep you in this lease. And in New York and California, especially in those bigger areas, it's tougher. So what are they doing in New York when they have apartments with lots of units where tenants' leases are expected to expire? Can they get a flexible contract to move out at any time with a 30-day notice? I mean, of course, before the pandemic, you had to have security, long-term leases, X amount of money down. In New York City, ridiculous amount of money. Just back up the truck and drop Fort Knox on the doorstep of wherever you are living. I mean, seriously. But now there's more flexibility, mostly because what are you going to do? You need the money flowing in. So if you can afford to say, okay, then I'm going to ride this short-term lease thing with you. A July survey from the National Apartment Association found that 2/3 of landlords are offering short-term leases to at least 10% of residents during the pandemic. That's up from a July 2019 average of 7.3. So there is a significant rise. I mean, that's pretty big if you think about it. So there are people that are being flexible with residents, hoping that they are going to stay if they can help them out, if they can kind of partner up with them in it. And that's tough to do, right? Because they need the money. Pizza Huts. Remember the first Pizza Hut you ever went to? I bet most of this audience has at least been to a Pizza Hut. Up to 300 Pizza Hut restaurants are going to be closed. Most of them are the dine-in types because they're not suited really for carry-out when you got so many people that are eating at home and sheltering in place. And pizza sales have exploded. It's like the Super Bowl every day. Pizza sales have exploded during the pandemic. Domino's last month reported a 30% spike in quarterly profits. That's huge. On Monday, they said they were hiring 20,000 people. 20,000 people to handle the surging orders. Wow. How about that? But while one restaurant, like pizza places, are doing well, six national chain restaurants are in deep trouble because of COVID-19. Outback Steakhouse is one of them. IHOP, Denny's Grand Slam. Ooh, Denny's in trouble. In trouble. So a lot of the fast food places where they're suited to the carryout, of course, pizza's perfect for that, right? Juggling jobs, being crazed, pizza's the cheap, easy thing to get. It completely makes sense to me that pizza would do well in a pandemic. All right, some other good news. Flu shots. Do you get a flu shot? Do you not get a flu shot? Blah, blah, blah. It's like a double whammy dealing with the flu and the coronavirus. I noticed in many areas near me, they're offering free flu shots. Free. Say that 10 times. Free flu shots. Walgreens and CVS pharmacists are going to check patients' temperatures and wear face shields for the first time when delivering vaccines. They're offering them now with these precautionary measures. Before, they didn't necessarily do that unless there was some kind of weird health risk or something. And they're doing this. I mean, they're requiring the face shields, or, of course, for any of the vaccines. But they think there's going to be a demand, like Walgreens is saying, they expect an increase in flu demand shots, you know, ranging from 30 to 50%. And they're prepared to support that kind of a demand because they think it's going to be so high. And most insurance plans cover the flu shot for free. But I like I said, I know places where they're just giving you the flu shot for free. In pharmacies, in other pharmacies. And so that may be something that happens to even doctor's offices. Some of them are doing it too. That's kind of their give back thing. Like, hey, we're going to give you this shot and you don't have to pay for it. Mm. All right. Boy, this is tough for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to throw this in because in dollars and cents, it matters. Defensive tackle Gerald McCoy out for the season with a torn quad. It's just the beginning of practice. Can you imagine season-ending injury, a ruptured right quad tendon? You cannot play with that. He's going to have surgery. He's going to miss the rest of the season. And they paid him a ton of money, so they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do there. They signed him to a three-year deal worth $18.3 million. Mm. And he was a sack machine. And, of course, that's all things being equal, that we live in a land where there is going to be football. It seems like it's full speed ahead, that's for sure. All right, hang with us. Some great guests coming up next here on the show.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Despite being attacked by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, 2016 GOP presidential candidate and former Ohio Governor John Kasich spoke out against President Trump at the Democratic National Convention.
Many of us have been deeply concerned about the current path we've been following for the past 4 years. It's a path that's led to division, dysfunction, irresponsibility, and growing vitriol between our citizens. Continuing to follow that path will have terrible consequences for America's soul. I'm a lifelong Republican, but that attachment holds second place to my responsibility to my country. That's why I've chosen to appear at this convention. In normal times, something like this would probably never happen, but these are not normal times.
Kasich was one of four well-known Republicans to speak in support of Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News. The heat has brought rolling blackouts in California, and USA's Tim Berg has the details.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is demanding an investigation into two nights of rolling blackouts that occurred during a prolonged heat wave and increased energy use.
You deserve and also demand what happened and the implications of what this means to the future. And that's exactly what we've initiated over the course of the last 48 hours.
The blackouts affected hundreds of thousands of Californians who are also dealing with temperatures well over 100 degrees.
Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp, who has opposed local mask mandates and even sued over one in Atlanta, has signed a new executive order that allows local governments to enact their own mask requirements to help fight the coronavirus pandemic. The one issued over the weekend says residents and visitors of the state are strongly encouraged to wear face coverings when they are outside of their homes, except when eating, drinking, or exercising outside. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Metaphysical style. M-A-H-O. Metaphysical style. With the good day style.
Hypothetical problem. My vinegar projectile puncture. Chronical mother by 60 injected refractions. Computating those through capital ground stored in a fluffy. T1 line connect intersect. Riding brain waves like a silver circle style. Wireless mode in hand. Raising some swords, I get metaphysical.
I think, honestly, our next guest, who's in our virtual green room, I think I could spend half a day with him and still want to have more of a conversation. He's written, seriously, one of the most fascinating books on a subject that has always interested me since the time I think I was a kid, but definitely after I left journalism school. Bob Sabalatura joins us, and he's written a book called Dark Matter, Unified Field Theory and UFOs Are Understandable. Did you hear that? And Achievable. And you can get it on Amazon. Just use that title, and I'll mention it a couple of different times. But he really has the background. He was a science teacher for 25 years, super educated, 20 years of study. And plus, there was an incident when he was a boy that really sent him in this direction that is incredibly mind-blowing. So, Bob, first of all, let's start there, because the second you hear UFOs, everybody's antenna goes up, especially now because there is more conversation about the viability of that, because there's always the argument of the doubters and the fear and all of that. But you know from your childhood what you saw happen. Explain to the listeners that story, and welcome to the show.
Okay, thank you very much for having me, and thanks very much for everything, really.
what happened to me when I was a young teenager, was about 12 at the time. I was always into science. I was a science nerd from when I was five. I used to follow Julius Summer Miller. Now, what happened in the area that I was living in, a UFO crashed, and the locals in the area started talking about it. Now, my father wanted to get a piece, and he went to the area and actually found a piece. Most of it was all collected. After a crash, it was very quickly picked up by various different people. I think some of it was government as well. But my father was able to obtain one small piece. And he started doing experimentation with it. And he put blow torches to it. He tried different types of experimentation with it. And all of the stuff he did, it had no effect on it. Whether he put concentrated nitric acid on it, it was left unharmed. Yet if you put your thumb to it, you could actually damage it. Funny enough. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So for you, there was no doubt. I mean, okay, I get it. And you've talked about this off the air. You were talking about it with me about how many UFOs are actually sighted in a year, and then how many mysteriously aren't explained. And there's just so much information and misinformation out there, I think, mostly.
Yes, back in the early 70s, there was up to about 1,500 UFO sightings a year. But I'm actually a supporter of Operation Blue Book because they got rid of most of the nonsense that was out there. But they found that 10% that could not be explained. So in 1,500, 150 were from engineers, doctors, policemen, people, you know, that you would think, you know, have a very solid mind in their heads. So if you got 150 cases a year that can't be explained, there must be something there. And it's just, how do we best explain it?
Yeah, and that's your book. I mean, your book, you really tackle some seriously big subjects, big brain subjects, and you break it down, I think, for the average person to understand. So tell us about your book. If you gave me an overall synopsis of what it's about, what would you say?
Well, this is going to be an overall synopsis of the entire book. My book is set out to outline what is dark matter. And from the research and studies that I have done, I found dark matter to be a combination of the three different things. One being photons themselves, which they have a rest mass of zero and can't be readily detected. Two, negative mass, which no one talks about. This is something which I've discovered myself. Negative mass, it consists of particles that are, ten to the minus 38th of a meter. So in other words, Planck particles are extremely small, and because they have negative mass and negative gravity, they repel each other, so they can never build up in one spot long enough to exist side by side. So they spread throughout the entire universe and fill up the vacuum of space. And the third thing in that is that when you combine negative mass with ordinary mass, you get slightly larger particles. But my theory also explains string theory. It also, if you go into it and study it carefully, you find that photons are the key to traveling faster than light, because photons are a positive and negative charge which spin and rotate. And if you look at the frequency of rotation and the magnitude of the size of the charge, it gives a shielding effect to the photon. Therefore, it ceases to exist in three-dimensional space and is more represented in five-dimensional space. This ability to control frequency and voltage is what UFOs use. So in other words, a more advanced civilization or UFO would actually use very, 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 very high frequencies. And by using very high frequencies, they can put a square wave voltage through the skin of the ship, and they'd be able to shift the whole UFO from, what is it, three-dimensional space into five-dimensional space. And in moving it from three to five, you actually move the object itself out of three dimensions. So when an object is in five-dimensional space, you can put your hand through it, and your hand won't be affected by it. Or, for that matter, the UFO won't be affected by it. But if it's completely right onto the edge of it and you stepped up the voltage, the object will just vanish. And between those two points, you're going to have it just before, and the object can move through the atmosphere with no, appears to defy all the laws of physics because its mass is now zero, or you can become completely go into the invisible state, and then it will just move beyond the speed of light. And if you go in through the book, you find that the direction of the magnetic field on the photon itself determines whether it will go faster than the speed of light, how it slows it down, and if you rotate it correctly, you can also talk about time travel. So in other words, you can either move forwards or backwards in time. So that gives you the essence of what I'm talking about there. It also means that there's energy throughout the vacuum of space in the negative particles of negative mass. Because they're evenly spaced throughout the universe and extremely small, you can't detect them. It'd be impossible to detect it with large devices because it's nearly impossible to do so. But you can tap into the energy of it if you're very clever about it. Conversely, I also talk about in my book that the Earth itself is a phenomenal generator, and the Earth atmosphere. And if you know how to tap into that, you can get an endless supply of energy with very, very little money put into it. The whole problem with that I find everywhere, there's a lot of people look into this stuff, but they don't really quite put one plus one together. They put one plus maybe something, then it might come to two and a half. They don't actually put one plus one equals two. They're leaving out stuff or overlooking stuff or just simply don't understand. So my dream is to try and get my message across that the universe is not really mysterious and strange, but it's actually quite sensible, and you can make sense of it with just a bit of common logic.
And I think that sums it up, that's what you want people to take away from reading dark matter, unified field theory, and UFOs are understandable and achievable, and you can get it on Amazon, like I said, and you can even read a little bit of it there and look at the chapters, and you talk about dimensions, and you dive into this, and if you really pay attention to it, you really can understand it. And so for someone like you that's so schooled and has taught, isn't it kind of frustrating, some of the misconceptions?
Oh, God, that's an understatement. That is an understatement. It's because everyone wants to blow their own trumpet. Everyone wants to be center stage. And people want to say, oh, here, my point of view is more right than somebody else's. What I'm saying, everyone has a point of view, and everyone's point of view is valid. And there is something behind your point of view. It's just how we then best use that information to go to the next step. And it's because people's fears of the unknown, misrepresentation of the truth, people not recording information correctly because they get scared and they don't remember the information correctly. And then it comes down to simple observational skills. Not everyone is trained to observe and see what is actually happening. Because a lot of people, when they observe, they put their emotions into it, their thinking into it. And when you come down to science, you can't do that. Because if you mix emotions with physics and what is actually happening, you cloud the issue and you don't get the real truth of the matter. It's like the aliens. Aliens have in biology, you've got something called convergent evolution, where when you have a specific environment, all living things will evolve to look similar. Because it doesn't matter where are they, on the Earth or throughout the universe, when you've got similar environments, organisms evolve to come out the same way. Good example of that is the shape of a dolphin and a shark. They're both streamlined. You look at the whale, it's streamlined. Why? The reason why, it makes it easier for them to move through a liquid.
Yeah, that's a great explanation. Was it fun for you to do this?
It was actually frustrating. I enjoyed it, but it was very, very frustrating. It's taken me over 40 years. I started this when I was about 13. Like when I was in year 9, I was able to do university physics. And I've been working on it since I was 14, 15, and I'm now I'm 61, going on 62. So you can work out the numbers there yourself. I've been working on it for a very long time, and every time I look at it, I always find something new to look at. It's an amazing area, and I wish I had the money to give it the proper research that it does, but because I'm basically a pensioner, it's very hard for me to do anything.
Yeah, that's funny. But you did do something brilliant in really addressing this, and it's dark matter, unified field theory, and UFOs are understandable and achievable. Bob Sabalatura, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back. PowdySuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So back in 2007, Neil Romano was actually picked by President George W. Bush, or nominated anyway, to be the Assistant Secretary of Labor for Disability Employment Policy. That's a big one. And then, of course, unanimously confirmed by the Senate. I'm saying this to let you know that this guy really knows disabilities and the problems that happen with people and not getting the attention that we need and to pay attention to what's happening out there. So he was the head of the U.S. Department of Labor's Office of Disability Employment Policy. Like I said, he advised the Secretary of Labor, worked with all the DOL agencies to lead coordinated and comprehensive national policy regarding the employment of people with disabilities in the United States. Boy, with what's going on now, that makes me so frightened for so many of those people. Neil Romano joins us. Hey, Neil, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So it just happens that March is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. And maybe there's people listening, I bet there is people listening, that wonder about the pay situation. And it's legal to pay people with disabilities under the minimum wage? How is that possible? How long has that been legal?
Well, that is absolutely true. There are over 300,000 Americans today that are working and being paid less than minimum wage, and it's completely legal. It's a remnant of the old New Deal. It's 80 years old, where they said that people people with disabilities could be paid less than the normal salary and what's than the minimum wage. And what's happened over the years is that it just stayed. It's one of those pieces of legislation we can't get rid of. And very frankly, folks with disabilities over the last 80 years have progressed dramatically, especially people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Stuck in these 14-seat jobs, these sometimes are people who have actually gone through school, finished high school, can read. So it's really something that really should be eliminated.
Boy, I so agree with that, especially, like you said, we've seen incredible advancements. And what about the other people, though, that are just too disabled to work? What happens to them?
You know, I'm going to have to tell you, that's because so far in my career, I don't know that I've seen a lot of people who are really so disabled they can't work. Now, if a person, is a person that, someone who's really truly unwell in one way or the other, well, there are things called rehabilitation and other things that are used that people can go to. But when we're talking about a work environment, people who get up, get dressed, go to a job, and wind up after an 80-hour 2 weeks, winding up with a paycheck, sometimes, Kate, that's under $20, $30.
Wow.
That's an absolute atrocity in this country. These folks, sadly, they'll work for a week or two, and they can't even go get a hamburger and a pair of sneakers. It just isn't right.
It just isn't right. So what can we do about it? Who can we talk to? Who's ultimately responsible for eliminating sub-minimum wages?
Well, it's very interesting because both parties in their political platforms have both said they'd like to get rid of it. But yet the will to get rid of it is often held up by the interests who run these facilities. Everything becomes financially entangled. There are people who make money off of this. If you run a place and you're paying people that much, you're bound to be making some money for yourself. So we have to talk to members of Congress. We have to talk to members of this administration. People need to find out in their community how their congressmen, how the businesses in their area, are they hiring these organizations to do work for them? Sometimes they don't even know they're supporting this. I know companies that pay some of these organizations that do this, pay $18, $20 an hour for the person they're hiring to do the job in these workshops, and really they're paying the people pennies on the dollar. So it's a matter of asking businesses, hey, is your supply chain, do we care as much about Americans as we care about people in other countries and how we pay them? The members of Congress, hey, we're talking about, raising the minimum wage. Well, how about just getting some Americans the minimum wage? Let's start there. That would be nice. So members of Congress, the administration, and as I said, asking your local businesses about that.
Yeah, that's great for everybody listening. So, Neil, I said this at the top, and we're speaking with Neil Romano. He is the chairman of the National Council on Disability. You've dedicated your whole life, really, to this. What's it like for you? I mean, you've had to have some really high points when you've been able to break through. What's it like working to really highlight the fight that these people are in?
Well, I have to tell you, there's nothing more rewarding than being given the opportunity to help other people. And this is one of those situations where virtually each and every day, myself and the team at the National Council on Disability, which is, an independent federal agency, we work and we fight every day for these folks, not just in this cause, not just 14C issues, but issues of all types. As a matter of fact, we right now are working with Congress and with members of the administration on being sure that during the course of this virus, that people with disabilities aren't left behind. know, when they start talking about things like rationing, it's very frightening for people with disabilities because, you know, more often than not, they are at the end of the medical line, and it's very dangerous for them. So, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity. For me, it has been a life of enjoying what I do every day. So thank you for that.
Wow. And if people want more information, they can go to ncd.gov, right?
That is correct. Yep. We have a very robust website that has issue papers that we have made for this administration and past administrations, and all kinds of good information you can find out about these issues.
And I could imagine, and you said it, you're probably getting a lot of calls about people with disabilities who are worried about COVID-19 and what's going to happen to them.
Well, you know, absolutely. We have we just finished a series at NCD about you know, people who with disabilities who have to fight to get the basics of human rights care. We have people with disabilities simply because they have a disability who can't get a transplant and have to fight for it for no other reason than the fact that they have a disability. And yes, this community, the disability community, is quite frightened by this, as everybody is. But once again, as I said, you know, we're at the end of the week. We always have drawn the short straw in the medical field. I, frankly, am a person with leukemia who lives with leukemia, and I have a threatened immune system, and it's something that you worry about. Now, I have friends that are much, much more compromised than myself in many ways, and very frankly, you know, very honestly, we have to worry about those folks a lot more.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. Stay safe, and we're all in this together, people. So, Neil Romano, thank you for joining us on the show.
Hey, thank you very much for the time, and thank you for giving some attention to these issues.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big proponent of why is this not equal? How did this get this way? I saw the saddest thing at the I was looking at some UN news. Somebody sent me a photograph of an 8-year-old who was paralyzed by an exploding bomb and lost the use of her legs and is in a wheelchair. And what happens to people with disabilities in the COVID-19 response? Because, you know, there is the fear, the panic, that all that kind of stuff, and it's got to be incredibly terrifying to feel like you would be left behind. Globally, there's about 1 billion people, so that would be roughly, give or take, 15% of the world's population who live with some form of disability. And I'm getting those statistics from the WHO. And you look at the coronavirus, and of course they're leading the charge. So far we see the amount of cases and the deaths, and I said those numbers at the top of the show, and then you look at the people with disabilities, and they could be experiencing an increase in the risk of contracting COVID-19. And just imagine that battle, the battle that we are all in, you know, the war that we're all in, and how it must be for them to be in that situation and certainly feeling like they are being left behind and they need access to, you know, vital financial aid, etc. All right, so we're going in a different direction. We're headed to Vegas to talk to Jackie Baskow about the devastation to the entertainment field. She's a celebrity talent broker. She books keynote speakers, top musical acts. She is incredible. We're lucky to have her. She's next on The Flip Side.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.